It's Tuesday, August 12, 2025.
Fairgoers first kind of huddling in tents before being forced to wade across flooded parking lots and fields to get to their cars.
Extreme flash flooding cancels last day of Wisconsin State Fair. July 2025 was the third hottest July ever recorded. Plus,
we have to marshal all of our resources, all of our focus on going to the moon.
Trump administration slashes U.S. renewable energy at home, but plans to put a nuclear plant on the moon.
All of those stories straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
We have another wildfire heading toward L.A. Have you heard about that? Oh, the smoke is so thick, some of the ICE agents are wearing two masks. You know what?
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, the summer of floods continues to continue to continue, it seems.
Yes, unfortunately, on Sunday, torrential rainfall and flash flooding canceled the final day of the Wisconsin State Fair near Milwaukee as multiple rivers surged to record-high flooding levels. One rain gauge measured more than 14 inches of rain in 24 hours,
what?
Which would shatter a state rainfall record if confirmed. Intense storms across several Midwest states closed roadways, forced motorists to abandon their vehicles and cut power to tens of thousands.
Totally normal. Don't worry about a thing.
Around the world, more extreme heat and storms as well. In Japan, a few days after setting a new national all-time heat record, the nation was hit by an intense storm that had stalled for a week over Japan's southern island. More than 14 inches of rain fell there in just 6 hours.
What?
Generating severe, deadly flooding and landslides, forcing the evacuation of millions of residents and heavily damaging infrastructure. Scientists warn that extreme rainfall events like this are becoming more frequent in Japan and around the world due to man-made climate change driven by the burning of fossil fuels. A prolonged heat wave is gripping parts of Europe. It has sent temperatures soaring. Turkey set a new all-time national heat record just shy of 123 degrees Fahrenheit late last week. The heat is fueling wildfires, including a massive, deadly wildfire in the south of France that officials called, quote, a catastrophe on an unprecedented scale. Several nuclear power plants in both France and Switzerland were forced to shut down temporarily due to rising temperatures in the rivers used to cool the reactors. And in northern France, a nuclear plant had to shut down on Monday after a swarm of jellyfish clogged pumps used to cool the reactors due to an ocean heat wave that caused jellyfish populations to surge.
So climate change is even causing surging jellyfish now.
Yes.
Great.
In science, July 2025 was the third hottest July on record globally since record keeping began in the mid-1800s, and Europe is the fastest warming continent, according to Europe's climate service, Copernicus. The report also found that renewable energy generation also reached new all-time highs across the continent.
That's good, but I guess it's not helping.
Not enough. But in the U.S., it's more wanton destruction of taxpayer dollars and world-leading scientific research.
Great.
NPR reports that the Trump administration has ordered NASA to destroy two major satellite missions that measure carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. The data is used for climate monitoring, but also by the Department of Agriculture and farmers to track plant growth, drought conditions, and more. Taxpayers paid $750 million to build those satellites that cost only $15 million a year to operate, but one of them is going to be burned up in the atmosphere.
Well, how's that for government efficiency?
Finally, the Trump administration has slashed billions in funding and incentives for clean energy and manufacturing in the U.S. that would have helped homeowners and businesses save money on energy. But Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, who is now also interim NASA administrator, instead plans to spend billions for the U.S. to be the first nation to build a nuclear reactor on the moon. While NASA has discussed building a small nuclear reactor to power a lunar base, Duffy is accelerating it, characterizing it as a race with China. Former Washington State Governor Jay Inslee, in an interview with Midas Touch, was not impressed.
It'd be nice if our elected officials thought about getting power to our homes on Earth, not just the moon. It has always astounded me about Trump. He wants to say he wants to be dominant in energy, but the first thing he wants to do is to basically take three of the most prominent energy generating sources and make them illegal in the United States. Look, if you need more energy, the dumbest thing to do is to disallow access to wind, solar, and advanced batteries.
Well, that may be dumb, but we're going back to the moon and building nukes on it. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars.